Welcome to Radio Lisa, the radio show of Linz International School Aulhof. I am Oliver Kim, and today is a very special day for the students of grade 12. That's the last school year, because today, May 6th, 2019, this is the first day of their IB diploma examinations. And so what I've done today is I interviewed them a little bit, and I wanted to hear a few minutes before the start of the exam, I wanted to hear how are they doing and whether they were nervous or not, and here is what they have to say. So the students of the 8N class are now all waiting for their IB exams. How do you feel?
Well, I'm not feeling as nervous as I thought I would be. I think it's because maybe I studied quite a lot, but it's also because I'm feeling quite excited, honestly, after all these years of hard work, like finally being able to show what I can.
I'm feeling all right. I'm actually not really nervous because I think I'm well prepared. And also I like German, so that should be fine. And for the whole exams, I think that I've studied enough and that I've proven myself over to 2 years that I actually can do this.
So it's a German exam that you're writing right now?
Yeah. It's German paper 1, higher level. And it's about analyzing a short story or a poem.
I'm kind of nervous about it because it's probably the first literature analysis I'm going to write in the IB. But I'm also confident because it's all about understanding the text, and I've read a lot of text in Hungarian, and I'm confident that I will be able to analyze it. And if I keep myself to the structure, then everything's going to be all right. It's going to be a Hungarian standard level paper 1 exam. So yeah, I'm confident.
Well, in 1 hour, the exam starts. How do you feel?
Quite nervous, I guess. I mean, I trusted my skills, but I don't know if my skills are very sufficient.
What exam is it that you're now going to write?
The German A Literature paper 1. So the text interpretation, I guess.
You're now going to write your German exam? I think originally you were thinking about not going to the exam.
Yeah, that's true.
What made you rethink?
I paid, and I thought if I already paid, I could just as well try.
So, yeah. Are you nervous?
No, I didn't really do a lot. So I'm not very nervous because I don't hope for a lot. I don't expect a lot. Quite nervous, yes, because I'm not good in German whatsoever, but I guess I will kind of just wing it.
So, first of all, good afternoon. So, can you please be quiet? Now, it's like this. Some information here. Lots of people today, okay? So, please do the following. Leave bags and coats and everything out here. Take along valuables inside. Inside we have a box where you can put in the mobile phones and your valuables, okay? But please, there's not enough room because there are so many people here. So what you do is the following, put your stuff here somewhere, okay? And then please try to find your place. In there are blue cover sheets on the table, okay? So all you do is you please walk in quietly and find your place and have a seat. Please go to the toilet now, okay? But take your valuables. There's a cardboard box inside where you can deposit your valuables, okay?
I'm now waiting outside of the examination room, bags and coats everywhere. The first students should be now coming out in about 5 to 6 minutes, and let's see what they have to say.
Wait. So the first examination has now finished. So how was it?
Well, it was exactly what I was expecting, honestly. It went pretty well. I chose poetry. It was quite fine, I guess. Yeah, I was really excited at the beginning and even now. Yeah, I'm really excited about what's coming up next.
I think it was one of the most upsetting exams I've ever had because I struggled with time. Even though I love writing, I wrote a lot, but I still struggled with time because I had to organize thoughts and stuff. But I think it was great because it's the first exam, and once it's done, you get used to this feeling, and I think it was great. It was great. I got really upset at the end because I usually when I write a text and I still have time to think about it, but this time it was
for the future students, just practice your time management.
Yeah, practice time.
Das war jetzt die Deutsch-EB-Muttersprachenprüfung, der German-A-Mother-Tongue-Exam. Also wie war die Prüfung?
es war an sich ziemlich okay. Es kommt wirklich darauf an, auf was man sich vorbereitet, entweder auf den Prosatext oder auf das Gedicht.
Was hast du genommen?
einfach, weil ich mich mehr auf das Gedicht vorbereitet habe, weil es sprachlich einfacher zu interpretieren ist und formal auch.
I think it was okay. It was a bit stressful in the beginning because you don't know what's happening. But I think like once you sit down and just like read through it, I think it's fine because yeah, you practice it for such a long time and then you just go with it. Genau. Nein, ich habe das Gedicht geschrieben, weil das liegt mir mehr.
Well, and while I was interviewing the students, a colleague of mine, another teacher, Mr. Stephen Greenway, came along. He saw my little MP3 recorder and he started to interview me. And this is what he had to say.
Mr. Kim, the students you've been working with for the last 2.5 or longer, years or longer, are about to take their first IB exam. How do you feel?
Well, I've been doing this now for, 7 or 8 years. I already stopped counting, so sooner or later you do get used to it a little bit. As a teacher, of course, I also hope that the students do well. So actually, I talked myself into believing that I'm getting used to it, but in reality, I think maybe I'm not quite as nervous as the students, but a little bit, I think, a little bit nervous I'm as well. I'm more nervous about that everything works fine, so that all the organizational things are in place. So that's actually my job as an IB coordinator, IB diploma coordinator, is to make sure that the context and everything is in place. Yeah, but right now it's like this. It's the students and the exam. It's basically them now who can now measure their own knowledge. I think it's a very important experience for the students as well.
Very important. I think it's very important getting students used to the university life where these sorts of exams become more typical, especially in the United States. But as a teacher, you still find yourself, after all these years, being nervous for the student's performance or being concerned with the student's performance, or how would you sum that up?
Well, I wouldn't say concerned, really, because we do prepare the students extremely well. I think all teachers really cooperate very well. Of course, it's always like this, that maybe an occasional student does not really do as well as we teachers or as the student expects. Mm-hmm. Those students have a possibility to do a retake. But there is, of course, especially when the IB results are released in July, beginning of July, it's usually like this, that I'm a little bit anticipating. I mean, I download the results and then I go through them quickly, and then of course I'm a little bit anxious if all of the students passed or not. Healthy anticipation, I would say.
Excellent, thank you.
And then, this goes on for the next 3 weeks, and then beginning of July, this is when we will have the IB final results, and this is also when we will have the IB ceremony. Well, this was today's episode, the very first episode. I hope that you liked it. Please subscribe to the channel. You can download the RSS link so that you can always have this podcast available on your mobile phone. And I wish you a nice day. Join us again, and bye-bye, and see you next time.